Yes, this is the Bible Quizzer Podcast. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Today, I am going to do a quick overview of the 2024 Greenville Area Summer Spectacular, most commonly referred to as GAS. A major shout out to Faith Baptist Church and Taylor's for hosting us. They have great facilities that are conducive to Bible quiz tournaments, and they were just extremely kind. They've hosted the tournament for several years now, and the facilities were great. I also want to thank all of the teams that were there participating, also for all of the quiz masters, the scorekeepers, those that were doing the tech and the statistics behind the scene, as well as Micah Folkers, who was there live streaming. They ran into some internet issues later in the day, but he was able to get a good bit and then record some. Those actually will be available on our YouTube channel. That's Bible Quizzer. If you go into YouTube and search Bible Quizzer, you should find it on there. You also should see links for that on the website and the Facebook group. So I thought the tournament was great. It fielded 45 teams. We split that into three groups of 15, a red group, blue group, and green group in the morning. Basically, the way it works, you have a total of 14 quizzes in the morning, and you are selected as one of the top five on your side. So the top five from each of those colors, red, green, and blue, were selected to go into the top 15. And then the rest of it was down to, I think there were two consolations after that, each containing 15 teams. So afternoon, you were quizzing teams that were more on your level when it came to points. So middle of the pack, you're gonna be in consolation one, towards the bottom of the pack and scoring consolation two. Top 15, you're going to go into that round with all of those other teams, other 14 teams in the top 15. I believe there were 7 or 8 rounds of quizzing in the afternoon with those 15 teams. After that round, you narrow down from a field of 15 to a field of 6. At this point, it's a shift because you're not quizzing 3 team anymore. It's all 2 team quizzing. Each team quizzes every other team once, so that's 5 rounds of quizzing. And then the two teams with the best record during that round quiz each other in the championship. Some of the ones that didn't make the top 15 that stuck out to me, I thought that the David and Goliath team stuck out the most to me. They were led by Blake Brewster. They did very well getting into the top 15. I think they finished somewhere in like the 7 to 11 spot overall for the tournament. Blake Brewster is a great quizzer. He is the best quizzer for Ridgeview that I'm aware of. Ridgeview has been down a couple of seasons, and I expect him to bounce back this year. His older brother Ben was a great quizzer, and I think Blake has the potential to even exceed that. I think Ridgeview is kind of a sleeper team this year. I think if they get a few quizzers that could have all of Hebrews 1st and 2nd Peter, they'll be right there in the mix, possibly a top 3, top 4 program. Luke Garner, it was his very first quiz event at all, so very awesome for him to get to the top 15. As a first-time quizzer, I thought that was great, and there were several first-time quizzers at this tournament. I think that's awesome, and I love seeing whenever new quizzers get involved. Whenever there's just fresh new people, I think that makes the game so much better. And I'll stop right here and just challenge you this. If you are at GAS, try to get another team involved, another program in the Greenville area or in the greater Southeast. We now have spectacular tournaments across the country. There's one in Wisconsin, one in California, one in South Carolina, and maybe more to come, hopefully more to come, and more tournaments. I would just like to see more churches and schools get involved. Let's broaden our horizons a little bit and recruit some new people. So that's all I'll say on that. So the top six, I will read them 6-1 and how they finished. I believe these statistics are correct. I know my top three is correct. So sixth place, back in black, this was Parker Ziemer and Caleb Williams. Not the Caleb Williams who won the Heisman a couple years ago and was just drafted by the Chicago Bears. Hope that guy gets creamed, by the way. I'm a Packers fan, so. But this one, this Caleb Williams, was a quizzer for Ridgeview back in the day, and he formed an alliance with Parker Ziemer, which is of questionable judgment, but apparently it panned out. They did get to the top six. Parker, just picking fun at him, Parker used to quiz for the Z Team or Bethel Calvary. He has a rich Bible quizzing heritage. Some of his sisters and brothers, just great quizzers. He also was a really good quizzer. Fifth place, I believe, is going to be Men in the Arena, which was Eric Carnell and David Jones. This was a very good team. I got to see them a pretty good bit. I think they were in my group in the morning as well. They came in and they were just very aggressive. They're always going to be good, Eric Carnell and David Jones. This is where this gets really interesting. So in the top five, of the top five teams, four of them were Church of Greenville, which massive congratulations there. Church of Greenville, I will go ahead and say, I think right now they are the second best program in the country, and they have a bright future ahead. There's a lot of young blood there. They have great older quizzers. I think between Sam, Abby, Justice, I think they're going to be a really good team this year. I think they could possibly be in the mix to unseat Falls from the number one spot if they can get the right roster together and everyone has their material and they have a good team chemistry about them. I think if I were Falls, I would be more concerned this year than the previous two seasons with upset alerts. A few ministries I think could kind of contend for that, but Church of Greenville is definitely one of those teams. Fourth place, this was the Established with Grace team. Jonathan Bishop and, I hope I can pronounce this correctly, Alec Gazaway. They were a great team. I think if I were ranking the teams that I saw, I would absolutely rank them fourth. I don't think they were a top three team. I do think they were the fourth best team there, and that's how it finished. I don't think the best team always wins at these spectacular tournaments, per se. Matt used to say he would think the team that was the best after the round of 15 is probably your best team. I would tend to agree with that line of logic because it's such a switch in strategy and philosophy when you go to a two-team quiz and the rules change on you and you can answer more. But this one I think was pretty appropriate. I think the teams finished pretty well in how I would have ranked them. All right, let's go to the top three. So as I mentioned, four of the top five teams were from the Church of Greenville. All three of the top three teams were from Church of Greenville. So we'll start from the bottom, number three, which is ironic because this team's name was Running to the Top. Justice and Abby did a phenomenal job. I thought at one point in the day they were the best team that I had seen. Just a really solid team. I think if these two and Sam are building up the core of Church of Greenville, I'm going to be really concerned if I'm lining up against them on the quiz pads. All right, second place, Amen. So this team probably was favored. Sam and Lydia were just a great team. I mean, they were really solid. Aggressive, knew their material, really solid. It was pretty even there in the championship quiz. And honestly, this tournament, like last year, came down to the last question. If it flips the other way, we're talking about how the Amen team is the tournament champion. So great job there, Lydia and Sam. And then our champions, love the team name. This is coming out of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus. That team had Adam Eastland and Benjamin Crosby on it. So Adam Eastland, he is a couple years older than I. I remember quizzing against him when I was in high school. Always a really good quizzer. Big congratulations to them. The championship quiz, which I did have the opportunity to quiz master, was a thriller. It went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It was one of those quizzes where improbable jumps happen. Sam Unger got up on one early in the quiz, and it was, quote, this verse, Hebrews 13, and he stands up. Well, I think there's 25 verses in that chapter, and he says, let brotherly love continue. And it was, quote, verse 1, he got it correct. So just some improbable things like that happened in the quiz. It was a nail-biter right down to the end. And then question 15, I believe Lydia got up, missed the initial. She missed a 50-50. Like I said, it was that close. Bible quizzing is just it's a game of inches, game of syllables, we'll say. She misses, I think, the Looking Unto Jesus team was up by 10 or 20. They let the error stand. That concluded the quiz, and they were the champions. So I want to say congratulations to them. I look forward to seeing them next year. I wonder if they will try to repeat, assemble that team again with Adam and Benjamin, and try to defend it for the Greenville Area Summer Spectacular 2025. Also want to point out that during this tournament, George Wood was inducted into the Bible Quizzer Hall of Fame, so congratulations to him. He's been involved in Bible quizzing for a long time. Some fun, exciting things happening in Bible quizzing right now. Please keep up with the website, BibleQuizzer.net. We also have that YouTube channel, like I mentioned, Bible Quizzer, and then the Bible Quizzer Fans Facebook group. So a lot of fun things happening both in the U.S. and internationally. There have been some quizzes both in the Western African countries of Cameroon and Nigeria. So that is very exciting to me, and I hope to see those both grow. As we're getting into this Hebrews 1st and 2nd Peter season, I hope that all of the quizzers out there listening will give it their best, memorize as much as you can. Quality over quantity, though, and be ready to quiz. I look forward to a tournament that's going to be happening in September in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's going to be the Cross Point Invitational. If you'd like more information on that, please contact us My email is Cullen, C-U-L-L-E-N, at BibleQuizzer.net, or you can also get that contact information on the website. We'll be happy to point you in the right direction, and I look forward to that one. That's a new tournament. We also are planning to have Athens in January. That's the plan. And then the Colorado Invitational will be in February, planning on Blue Ridge in March, and then concluding the season with the Squanet, South Carolina Quizzing Association National Invitational Tournament in April, as well as AACS the week of. And if you're in the northern part of the country, towards the middle or end of January, there's the Falls Baptist Invitational. That's also a great tournament. I've been told I haven't been to that one yet. There's an argument that one should be a major, and I think that argument may be correct. There's a Wisconsin tournament that should be happening this fall that would be whole text. I think that's going to be in November, if I'm not mistaken. I'll try to get more information on that, location and details. But a lot happening, hopefully more happening in the coming year. And I'm looking forward to the growth of Bible quizzing. I hope that it can come back to where it was before COVID and even go above and beyond that. So I want to thank you if you've made it this far. This has been the Bible Quizzer Podcast. See ya!